B-Pod Studios.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, good morning. We're live today here on the DraftKings Over Under Show. It's Joe Murray. It's Dan Lifschitz. They call us the Bankroll Boys. And we are here, and we are happy to be here because we have live sports today at noon. Things got a little scary again. And I hate to be selfish because I know there's lots of things going on in the world. But, you know, Dan, in March when everything hit in the world, we were on fire, man. We had March Madness coming up, tournaments, whatever. And then the world stopped for a little bit. And we were literally here talking about, like, I don't know, like Zoom basketball horse games and, like, marble racing and all this other stuff. But
Belarusian soccer.
Yeah. Everything worked itself out. We're selfish, and I'm being honest about that. But we have sports today, and it all begins at noon. And you can hear it right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub with the Bruins and Lightning in Game 4. I want to start there, Dan, and I want to let people know that we did do a live podcast last night. I think we gave out two plays, right?
Yes, we
did. How did you get that back? I don't know how Tucker just did that, but he is the man. But anyways, I want to start there, Dan, because I want to start there, Dan. You know why? Because I think this is the most important game of the Bruins' run ever. Forget about Game 7s of Stanley Cups. Forget about all that. This could be the end of the dynasty.
I think this is the end of Chara, for sure.
The window could be closed after today.
I mean, especially if you don't have a goalkeeper who wants to be there.
How did he get the backslash to work?
I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, but to keep going here, this could be it. So on a betting-wise, right? Forget about your black and gold glasses. Forget about being a Bruins fan. Forget about all of that. Is today the day to back the Boston Bruins to see if they have any sack, any soul left? And to be honest, doesn't this group deserve that backing today?
No. Ooh. No. You don't have your goaltender. He left. He took his ball. He went home. For whatever reason, the general manager and coach say it was an emergency. He claims it was. Conflicting reports, whatever. He left. Halak has looked mediocre at best. He's had a good game or two here and there. Mediocre at best. Vladar has been in his one relief appearance.
He's ruined.
Horrendous.
He's ruined.
He's not ruined. I don't know, but he's 6'6". He plays like he's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, he swims on the ice.
He loves to go down on his belly.
He swims.
Yeah. If I'm a non-biased fan and I'm looking at this, no. The Bruins do not deserve my backing because the goaltender isn't remotely in the same league. And with a team who's going to pepper you with 30-plus shots a game, that's a problem.
All right. So, and let's just bring this up quickly. The Bruins down 2-1. We'll give you the betting line because the betting line, the people in Vegas are still giving the Bruins a good shot here. We obviously watched the last game, and I think, we all know that the Bruins are a rugged team, a good team. And their goalie went home, and they won 4 in a row without him. And, you know, losing that game in overtime, I thought really hurt. Good thing it happened within 4 minutes. I'm still upset about the fact they pulled their goalie down 4-1. I've seen the Bruins come back from 3-goal deficits, and I know that they'll play in Putrid, and I know that they wanted to give Halak more rest, but, like, that's why you didn't play well in the round robin, you know? Didn't they use the round robin as a resting time in a period,
they
right?
They were supposed to.
Okay. So now they got an extra day out of this. They got an extra day of rest. Maybe it worked out. They threw in the towel. They're down 2-1. And here they are today in a noontime game. The total's 5.5. Boston, dude, I see Boston right now 105. Okay, yeah. They opened at 110, which was a pick 'em, essentially. It's now 105. So all I'm saying here is, all you people out there that are going to bet the Bruins today, look at it realistically. To Dan's point, Tampa Bay's been the better team. They have the better goaltender. Here's two things I'm going to throw at you. One, I already mentioned the fact that this team is worthy of giving them the benefit of the doubt just based off their history, the core, fighting back from situations like this. And let's not forget that Tampa Bay has been front runners for years. They're the better team. I get it, Tim. They're the better team. They are. But in this, you know, we bet spots. I'm looking at this spot.
It's not a spot.
As dude, now, you're right. It's not a betting spot. The way I'm looking at it is, no, listen, this is it. You lose today, you're done.
I get it. And listen, if you had your goalie, it would be, you know, you could look at it in a spot. But there's no spot that's a rebound spot when your goaltender sucks. It doesn't matter. And again, I'm not saying Halak sucks. So let me rephrase. It doesn't matter what the spot is when your goaltending advantage is ridiculous. And do not get it wrong. Vasilevsky is the best goalie in the league. That's my opinion. You can argue and say it's someone else. Okay, that's fine. You want to argue about me, you know, being Hellebuyck or Rask or whatever you want. Okay, fine. I'll listen. I won't necessarily agree, but I'll listen.
Rask is gone.
Vasilevsky is the top 3 to 5 goaltender in every conversation. Totally Halak is not a top 15.
And Tampa Bay is doing this without Stamkos and without, you know, actually McDonough at this point, if you really want to look at it like that.
And they're still up and down the lineup more talented than you are.
So just to give Halak a little bit more benefit of the doubt here, like people are like, oh, did you see Halak? He sucked. Dude, like they had 3 power plays. One of them was a hell of a breakaway. No one's going to stop that thing. So like, you know, stupid penalties. Charlie McAvoy, stupid. Carlo had a bad penalty. Chara has been really bad. I'd back them one more time today. I would back them today.
I wouldn't.
Now, again, the line says that this thing is right down the middle. The total's 5.5. In this type of situation, I think we both agree here, this might be an overplay.
Yep. As I said, we spoke about this on the podcast. You can go listen at 95thesportshub.com or on iTunes or anywhere podcasts are found. If you like the Bruins, I think your best bet is a first period play because they need to come out busting.
There you go. That's what we want, Dan. We want plays.
But honestly,
first period, Bruins.
Honestly, I don't feel like backing this team. And I'm going to tell you the same thing I said last year, Joe. They're not as good as the other team. What happened last year?
Well, who was better last year in the Cup final? Let's just be honest.
It was St. Louis.
Well, I think the Bruins were the better team.
I think St. Louis was the better team. I think that outside of one game where St. Louis got blown out.
Who's the better goaltender last year?
Rask.
Okay, thank
Rask.
You.
I'm open to admitting that was poking
the bear a little bit there.
Yeah, but that wasn't that tough. I think that Rask is better than Binghamton easily. But you're asking me who is, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if Rask is better. If he's not available, it doesn't matter. If the goalie doesn't play, it doesn't effing matter who's better.
Okay? Well, anything about Cassidy getting in the ref's ear? What's his name tried to do it? Brendan Moore tried to do it in the last series.
Yeah, I mean,
it didn't work.
I think it did early on. I think you'll probably see an early Tampa Bay penalty if something happens. You'll get the okay, now you can shut up, you know, from the ref. It doesn't matter. Is one penalty going to be the make or break in the game? I don't know. I don't think so. And again, if I'm looking at the game and I'm saying I have the better team, the better goalie, and the momentum on one side, and I'm laying -110. Give me the -110. It's square. I get it. Give me the -110.
Only thing I'll say about that is, I was just telling you, I think the Bruins deserve the benefit of the doubt. Does Tampa Bay deserve the benefit of the doubt in that
No.
case?
No, they don't.
They don't either.
They don't. But I don't think the Bruins do without Rask.
So I feel the same way, Dan. I just think today it's do or die for the Bruins.
Fair enough. We both agree on the over. So
And the first period, I like that first period play. I think that could be a little something there.
Or first five or first 10 minutes, something along those lines.
All right, we got a lot to get into today. Of course, the Celtics play tomorrow. There's a bunch of futures. There's
all the NBA plays today and tomorrow. We gave out a couple NBA plays on the podcast last night.
Just to wrap up some of these games, and we did talk about these on the podcast. The Islanders-Philly series has been pretty good. The Islanders pulled their goalie. Look what happened. Boom, came back from a 3-goal deficit. Obviously, they lost, to Philly. But this is a good series, man. And they play today. Right now, I see the Islanders minus 115, the total 5. Oof.
Yeah.
Total at 5 is kind of scary looking.
Well, I mean, the Flyers are and have been an under team for the majority of the playoffs and the play-in games, and the Islanders score a lot of goals. You know, which way are you going to go on that? I'd still lean under.
Do you know the Flyers are 1-5 in the last 6 meetings between these two teams?
That's not a surprise. Yeah, listen, the Islanders are good, man. They are. I've said it, I think, since the start. Obviously, I had them, beating the Capitals pretty handily. I think they're really good.
One other thing to throw out there, the last 14 times these two teams have played. So the different team, they're all different now, right? New coaches, everything, you name that. But the last 14 times the two teams have played, the over is 12-2. At 5, dude? Something's not right about that number today. Why is it not 5.5?
I think it's been 5 the whole series.
But like 5? Like, I don't know, man. That kind of makes me feel over right away.
First game went under. See?
First game went under yesterday, went 4-3. Last game went
4-3. Yep, okay. So, I mean, it's 1-1. So I wouldn't jump yet.
Okay. Just throwing out, trends, people. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they're really bad. Vegas, Vancouver. Now, we talked about this yesterday. Vancouver went up 2-0. I think it was a bit of a surprise. Vegas took care of business in the last game. I think they take care of business and even the series up tonight.
Oh, no, it's 1-1 in the series.
Oh, it's 1-1. Sorry, it's 1-1. Yep. But they went up 1-0, excuse me, is what I meant there. So I'm looking, I don't know. I think it's weird. I think that they're going to rally around some of the players on their team, Ryan Reeves in particular, guys like that. But I just think this is a spot for Vegas today. I'm fading Vancouver. And right now you can get Vancouver plus 175.
Yeah, the series price, and again, I don't necessarily agree, but the series price very much clearly dictates that regardless of the fact that the series is tied, bookmakers think that Vegas is going to win this series. So where does the value lie? I'm not taking a minus 200 money line. I don't want to take a minus 140 regulation line. I don't really want to touch either of those things. I don't know. I don't feel great about the Golden Knights. Maybe you look at an underplay here, especially after last game, which were, Vancouver exploded for, I think, 6 goals. They won 6-2 or whatever it was. So, maybe you're looking at an underplay here because obviously you're not expecting, Leonard or Fleury to give up 6 goals no matter who starts. So, I don't know. Maybe you could bounce back with an underplay, expect Vegas' defense to kind of leave them there. I don't want to drop a minus 200 on Vegas, despite the fact that the lines makers clearly think that Vegas is the better team and is going to win the series. I think they're like minus 300 or 400 in the series, so it's very obvious where they lean.
All right, then one last game tomorrow, Dallas and Colorado. That's where I got ahead of myself. Dallas went up 2-0. That's now 2-1.
Yes,
dude. I when I read this yesterday, I couldn't believe it, but in the last 6 playoff games for the Avalanche, the total has gone over. The last 6 games as a favorite in the playoffs, it's gone over. So, to me, I'm looking at that, looking at my chops on a little over here. I like Colorado to tie the series. That 5.5, I like the over. And you know what? Give me the old PPPP.
There you go.
Locking that one up. Because
okay.
I think Dallas got ahead of themselves. I think Colorado has awoken. And I think they're going to drop 6 goals on them tomorrow.
So when a couple days ago, obviously Dallas was up 2-0. Avalanche in the series, plus 2.5 games, Joe, was minus 130. I advised on our DK little sports minute there, you know, every couple days that we have, that you should take the Avalanche plus 2.5 games. This is when they were down 2-0. Obviously, they won the last game. I believe Dallas wins the next game. I do.
Ooh.
I believe Dallas is going to go up
3-1. And Colorado will go down 3-1.
And Colorado will win game 5. Yes. And then, you know, it'll be 6 or 7. I think Dallas is not the better of the two teams, but they are certainly playing better. Colorado has lost their elite defenseman, Eric Johnson, has lost their goaltender in Philip Grubauer. Those guys are not coming back from what it appears that, you know, those guys, that's a big loss, especially the goalie. You know, Grubauer to Vancouver is probably, you know, a 6 to 7 cent drop at minimum, probably more, to be honest with you. So, you know, the fact that Colorado's minus 137 says a lot, man. It really does. So, yeah, I'm going to take that. Again, I'm not going to play it, but I would lean Dallas in the game. I do lean over, Joe.
Over, 5.5.
I do lean to the over. I just think that Dallas is an offensive juggernaut right now. Sagan is firing. You know, all Bruins fans will be upset.
Can it stay? Is it going to die? This Colorado team has a lot of expectations. They're damn good. And you're right about Dallas. But do you see Hedobin stopping them? I just can't see it.
Yep, I can. I can, especially with Francouz and goal for Colorado and losing their premier defenseman. You're going to get more shots on goal. You're going to have more, but you're going to have better scoring opportunities. You might get, you know, an extra goal here or there.
Remember when Hedobin played for the Bruins?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Rass backup.
He was, yeah.
The guy who doesn't want to play.
He was pretty good.
Listen.
Okay, and we started the show. We're going to start next segment talking Celtics and Raptors game one today and get into the NBA stuff. But, like, this Rask, where the Bruins are, it's on Rask. And you know, I think any thought of a title this year was over when he left. And I think the window for the Bruins is now over. People, you can debate that one. That's another day, another talk show. But realistically, if the Bruins don't get past this round, which they might not, you got to start looking ahead here. Rask probably can't come back from this. You know, Krejci's in the final year of the deal.
I would not allow him on my
house. Torrey Krug's going to be out that door.
I know that Rask.
Char is old.
I know Rask's a really good goalie. I've said it multiple times. I would not allow him on my eyes.
There's just some guys that just can't win. And I think he might be one of them.
No.
That you can't win with.
No, I think he's the guy who puts himself in bad spots. And honestly, I don't. If he had a family emergency or he thinks it's a family emergency, fine, fair enough. Why guys in the NBA had emergencies? They left.
They came back. You're right, Dan. I don't disagree with that. I think we all respect anyone's decision to leave the bubble. We all respect it.
Yep.
It just didn't think it would get to this guy to walk away from this team when they have this short of a window and this good of a team, and they used the. Again, I'll say this one more time. We were all pissed during the round robin the way they played. They all said they used it like a preseason. So you already got your rest. You already had your playing around time. Dude loses a game to Dougie Hamilton and, like, goes home. I get it. All I'm trying to say is when he left, everything else went with it. We'll get into a little bit of the Celtics coming up next. Feel free to call in on any of this stuff that we have going on today. 617-779-0985. A ton of series odds that we got to get into. And there's a couple of game sixes and sevens tonight as well in the NBA. We'll look at some baseball stuff, maybe some UFC. And there is a little college football beginning today. So we have all that until 8 o'clock right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I didn't find the Sports Hub.
That's a stupid rule. I just want to give you a heads up.
Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz. Hey, listen. You know, there was a segment that we were going to do yesterday morning here. And we can't do it here. But maybe we could save it ever. Someday. But it's unwritten rules at the sports hub. Like, don't sit at Fred's. Don't sit at this desk over here, right? And use, like, certain people's logins. Remember that, Tucker?
Yeah, remember how I was framed?
Well, I got to tell you. You know, we knew the unwritten rule, right?
Oh, of course.
Someone else did in that time.
Because they were new.
They were new.
They were innocent and didn't know.
Yep. So, anyways.
Innocent.
Unwritten rules of the sports hub, though. I'll tell you, that'd be a great show. Maybe I'm on Labor Day with Ted Johnson from 3 to 7.
Don't sit near Felger's seat before he goes there.
Oh,
really?
No. I'm sorry. I know we're going to talk gambling because it's really important. But there's one thing that Felger does is when he shuts down, he doesn't switch user. He shuts the computer down. So if you sit here, someone has to go in the other room and turn it back on.
Yep.
But if you don't say something like, hey, man, just like leave it as is, you're doomed that next segment. So kind of like me when the headlines happened today. You know, the computer didn't turn on. And I was like, yeah, so, yep.
Oh, it was completely off?
You know, I couldn't sign in at all.
Oh, you just couldn't sign in.
Anyways, so we did the Bruin stuff. Short and sweet. Dan is not going to back them because they're not the better team and it's not a good spot. I am looking at it as if you're going to bet them ever again, today's to do it. I think today is to do it, but you could be blowing your money at the same time. Today is like you're betting the Bruins because you don't think. Today is not a wise day to put significant money on the Bruins. Like, imagine it's like, nope, I love my team. I'm going all in. It's not a good idea. All I'm saying is if they don't win today, they're coming home. They might as well not play a game 5 or 6. They're coming home. Anyways. The Celtics, how about this? They play a game tomorrow against the Raptors. We can break that game down, Dan, right now, or we can get into the 3-game slate that's today in the NBA. What would you like to do?
Well, before we get to that, can we discuss college football back?
You know what? Let's do it. We got a couple of minutes here.
Okay. College football is back. And I have been having discussions for weeks now. People telling me college football is unsafe. People telling me people should not be playing college football. People telling me that, it's going to whatever, yada, yada, yada. Shut up. Enough. Like, businesses have to continue. People have to make money. Universities have to make money. If the players are going to be on campus mixing around with other people, what are we talking about here? They're already going to be doing that, and if they're all safe and being tested, then of course they should play. So, I honestly, if you believe that they shouldn't play, fine. That's your opinion. I respect it. I respectfully strongly disagree with you, but I can respect where you're coming from. I don't care. Today, we have college football. College football is here. We have a legitimate college football game today, Joe. Now, it's not FBS, you know, so no one's making a championship out of this game. But Central Arkansas, Austin, PA. That's all that matters today. There's a college football game. Now, Central Arkansas is a 4 or 5 point fave. Total sitting anywhere between 45 and 46 and a half, somewhere around there. All right? Simple as that. If you want to bet on a side, here's what I can tell you. Central Arkansas quarterback is returning. He was really good last year. The team was really good last year in general in the FCS. Austin PA lost a quarterback. Their coach resigned. They're starting a quarterback with little experience. We don't even know who's the starter there, honestly. We believe they're going to start the junior who had a little bit of experience last year. If not, they might start a redshirt senior. So that could possibly be the case as well. But from what we know, we believe it's going to be the redshirt junior. They also lost a starting running back. They're changing schemes. There's a lot going on in that team. So backing them is difficult. Saw some people project the line to be minus 10 when it opened at 3.5. There you go. There's your college football betting minute today for the FCS game.
I put my hand on the game. I closed my eyes. And I got Austin Peay 21-20.
22-20.
On a last-second field goal to win the game.
22-20 is what you said.
And Tucker, all I did was I put my hand on the game, closed my eyes, and that's what happened. I just envisioned it.
Okay, I like the over. I think there's going to be points in this game. I think I'm going over. I teased it because I do not want to take a 46. I moved it down to 39. And I teased it with an NFL game. Doesn't matter. Anyways, you can have an open teaser side if you'd like, whatever you want to use. But, yeah.
Quickly, in a minute here, Big Ten trying to get it going again. I'm in. Now, I know I kind of went off the rails last night on the podcast talking about, like, hey, could they move some of these teams to, like, a different conference just to, like, make it happen? No, the Big Ten wants to start on Thanksgiving. Which, dude, those couple of weeks before bowl season, if there is bowl season, they can play those weeks.
Yep.
It fills that time.
Yep.
I think it'd be great.
I agree. I have no problem with the Big Ten starting later. You know, Thanksgiving is a long way away. But the fact is that if we're going to look, you know, essentially, what, 3 months out, that's fine. I'm okay with that. If they think that that's going to be the safest route for them, I'm in support of that. I do not think that players are going to want to play in the spring, especially the really good ones, because they're going to want to be preparing for the NFL draft. Even if the NFL pushes the draft back, they're still going to want to, you know, prepare and everything. So, I'm in support of, you know, the Big Ten doing that. I think it's going to be good. I think that, you know, hopefully in 3 months we'll be in a different place with this thing. Maybe not. Because we all thought that, you know, in March, and it's now basically September, and we're really no different outside of, you know, people believe a few things here and there. But other than that, I mean, you know, let's see what happens.
I get some odds for you on this.
Okay.
Ohio State's the favorite right now to win the Big Ten, which I think we all
agree. As they should be.
Penn State comes in second, then Michigan.
Okay, I do not agree with that.
Okay. Wisconsin's plus 1,000. They have a good quarterback coming back.
Yep. I like Whiskey quite a bit this year.
Nebraska, Iowa, Minnesota's plus 3,000.
Nope.
They were good last year.
They were very good last year.
Northwestern, Purdue, Michigan State, Indiana, Illinois.
The worst.
Plus 7,500.
The effing worst.
Maryland and then Rutgers. So obviously Ohio State is your best bet. I would stay away from Michigan. The value to me is Wisconsin.
Agreed. I wouldn't go near Penn State.
Now, replacing Jonathan Taylor is going to be tough, but there was another kid that they had last year named Taylor that was very good. I like Minnesota, Dan, but they did lose their star receiver. They did go 11-2 last year. They did beat Auburn. They beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl. I remember that.
Yep.
You know, can they win the Big Ten? Probably not. They had a really good year last year. Their coach is very good. I'm interested to see what they can do. That quarterback I thought was pretty good, too. He's going to be a prospect. That's my long shot value pick.
Minnesota
plus 3,000.
Okay. I wouldn't dodge that. I think that they've lost.
Is there any long shot you'd look at?
Everyone's going to love Michigan State this year. Lost the coach quarterback combo. You know, new system, new, you know, different scouting tape. So people, I think, are probably going to end up liking them more than they should. People are probably going to nag me with the Illinois thing. So, you know, to be fair, it's okay to be needled with that. No, I don't really. I mean, Nebraska, maybe. They were a team that had high expectations. Oh, they kind of failed down the stretch last year.
Jeez.
And usually what happens is it's the year after, you know, the high expectations that a team kind of, you know, comes to light.
I agree with that.
So, you know, I think maybe you take a look at that. Honestly, I haven't done my work into this conference because I didn't think we'd see football in this conference. So I'm not going to go out there. What I will tell you is that I do not think it'll be Penn State. Mm-hmm. Man, I think they're overrated.
I also wanted to throw this out. Vegas Murray, I think his name is John Murray.
Yeah. Works with Kelly in Vegas.
There you go.
Not a big fan.
The Kelly Murray show, whatever.
Not the biggest fan.
At Superbook Sports, a better placed $3,350 to win $100,000 on the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Hey, if he wanted to burn his money, I would have just thrown it in the fire.
Dude, we could have just split $1,000 each.
Yeah,
$1,100 each.
Done.
We could have taken the $50 to breakfast.
Done.
Right?
I would have taken it. I would have taken it. $100,000, I'll take out a bank
loan. I actually, Dan, you know what? I would have taken that bet. I don't know how I could come up with $100,000 if it wins.
I'm sure we could find
it. We could hedge away. We'd hedge our way there.
Yes.
I'd hedge everything I could possibly
worry.
On that.
Don't worry. The year that Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl is the year that I've officially lost it.
Just
on
think
air.
About that for a minute, right?
I won't have a job on air.
I like $3,350, okay? I would like a free $3,350 in my pocket.
Me too.
But if $100,000 is on the line and it's $100,000 versus Josh Allen, I think I'd take the $3,350. I would. I think it's impossible. I think it's impossible.
Josh Allen sucks so bad. I'm not kidding when I say this. I think Tucker is a better quarterback prospect than Josh Allen. Honest to God.
I could fire it a good 35 yards.
Yeah, at least Tucker.
He used to throw a ball.
At least Tucker won't throw it 78 yards over the receiver's head. Out of bounds, by the way, Tuck. Out of bounds, of course. So just make sure you keep it in play.
Just wanted to throw.
Oh, curl routes only. That's it.
There you go.
Play the sidelines.
I always throw a comeback?
I always like reading like what's come in, like what people have bet on that's like funny. I thought that one was pretty good. You can always go to Prop Swap, too, if you ever want to see anything good out there. All right, we got NBA playoffs. There's some big ones coming up next here on 98.5 The Sports Zone.
Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz, the DraftKings Over-Under Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, the NBA resumes today with three games starting at 3:30. The Orlando Magic take on the Milwaukee Bucks, and then the Thunder take on the Rockets, and tonight the Lakers try to close out the Trailblazers. Of the three games, Dan, the one I am not touching, and I've explained this on a podcast last night, but I am out on the Rockets. Out! I will not bet them anymore. I won't bet a total. And I don't even like Oklahoma City. I am out on that game. I mean a hard, hard out. Those damn Rockets, they're down what? Tie game at halftime. They hit 8 threes in a row to start the third quarter. They're up 15 points, and they keep jacking them up, and they keep missing them. And then Oklahoma City comes back in the game. They, like, broke a record for, like, hitting a mountain of threes in the game and losing. Never again.
They were not the better of the two teams in that game. Oklahoma City deserved to win that game. I know you get hot, you hit 8 straight threes, you think you're going to win, but Oklahoma City was the better of the two teams, in my opinion, in that game. So I do understand your frustration, though. You hit 8 straight threes, you go up by, like,
it was like 18 or something.
18 in the second half, you probably should close out.
They didn't. Drive to the hoop once.
Yeah, it was weird.
And that's all Chris Paul did. Chris Paul's like, all right, you guys going to miss
well,
a three.
He would drive and take that little step back and shoot like a little mid-range jumper every effing time. And Harden could not stay with him and defend it. That's why I think Westbrook coming back is huge. Now, I gave out a play on the total last night. I'm not going to give it out right now. Go listen to the Over-Under 985 podcast, episode 87. Joe gave out a play on the Magic Bucks total.
Yes.
So we will not tweet those out. We will not discuss those here. You will have to go listen to the podcast to go get those. However, give you my thoughts on the actual game outside the total. Westbrook coming back. Is he worth a 2.5 point swing, Joe? Because if you're going from a 2.5 to 3 point spread to a 5.5 point spread, is Westbrook worth 2.5 points against the spread?
If Westbrook played in that last game, they win.
Okay.
Because he drives to the basket and is not a great three-point shooter.
Yeah, but he shoots a lot of threes. Just because he's not good at something. Marcus Smart is not a great three-point shooter, but he jacks him up like nobody's business.
He certainly does.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'm interested to see. At least we know that Chris Paul is going to be defended better now. Because you could probably put Harden on Gilgeous Alexander.
I mean, Paul's definitely like on the back nine, but he's still effective.
He still has fantastic offensive moves when he wants.
He's a good shooter. Guy's a Hall of Famer, if you ask me.
Of course. I don't even think there's a question about that.
Dude, remember that trade? Like, they basically, I mean, these are the two teams that traded. But, like, I don't know. I just look at it. Like, I thought Oklahoma City was going to tank this year. Presti's done a great job with that team. Like, Schroeder all of a sudden is, like, this great player for them.
I've always liked Schroeder.
I hate it. He was a villain. That guy's a villain.
Oh, yeah.
He's like when he was on the Hawks, hated that guy.
Oh, he was very hateable, yeah. But, I mean, but he was a good player, and that's why you hated him, because you knew that he was still talented. So, I'm not shocked by the way he's playing. But, yeah, the Presti SGA trade looks unbelievable. And I'll be the first one to admit back then I did not like that trade.
No, and listen, I mentioned this before. The Chris Paul trade with Houston. If you look at that trade, look at all the players that are playing for the Clippers now in that trade. Montrezl Harrell was a throw-in.
Yep.
Lou Williams.
Yep.
Like, all these guys, like, that's a hell of a trade.
Oh, yeah. No, the Chris Paul has been traded in both times he's been traded, you know, since this has happened. The other side has gotten the better trade.
I think there's what? Chris Paul's deal. I think he might be trade value this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
For somebody.
Yep. I mean, how's Paul George looking? Not great, guys. I mean, again, he had a nice game.
I got to tell you, I like Paul George.
A nice game four.
He sucks in the playoffs.
Dude, the last 28 games, under 40% shooting. Not
I sometimes try to compare what Tatum could be to Paul George because
Tatum is more talented.
He should be more talented.
Tatum is Paul George pre-injury. That's all, okay. I think. Because George revamped his game after the injury. So.
And he's a good defender.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Terrific defender still at this time. All right, Joe, 330. Magic Bucks spread 13.5. I know we discussed this yesterday. Any changing thoughts on this one? Do you still like do you still think the Magic are going to be in this game? You think the Bucks are going to roll? You know, anything you love in this
first
one?
First half, the total? Bucks, 7.5.
Interesting. Okay. So you're still going with that first half trend.
First half Bucks.
You think
now, the trend is that it's just been hitting.
Yeah.
So you could fade it today.
Yep.
In a do or die situation. I don't know. Orlando's already kind of home, aren't they? Like, down 3-1.
One foot out the door. Yeah. I mean, they're also in their backyard.
No, I don't know.
One foot out the door.
Like a couple extra days there at the old bubble there.
It does feel like
Bucks first half.
Especially feels like after this, teams are ready to go home.
Bucks first half, if you can get it at 7 or 6.5, I'd get on it.
All right, Joe. I'm going to ask 617-779-0985. If you were the moron who told me that the Blazers were going to beat the Lakers, please call in because I'd like to crap all over you on air. Good job. Good call, guys. I took a ton of you guys on Twitter and everywhere else. Oh, the Blazers are better than you think. Oh, the Lakers suck. They're not good. Yada, yada, yada. 3-1. They lost the first game in the game which required the worst shooting luck of all time to lose a game. Where are all the Blazers fans now? Silent. Where are you guys? Call in. 617-779-0985. Take your L. Do it. Take your L.
I mean, I thought they'd at least try to get it to maybe 6 games. That's not going to happen.
No Lillard.
That's not going to happen. You know?
We heard from so many people how good the Blazers were. And it's Dame time. Look at my watch. It's Dame time. Nothing. Where have you guys been the past 3 games? I haven't heard a peep. Nothing. Colin.
No, the lines don't look like they're ringing down.
617-779-0985. Give me an effing call. Take your L.
Okay. We'll see what happens there.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
I bet you no one calls.
The Lakers are going to win tonight. And we are told to go to a break. So
awesome.
Let's wrap up the show here on the other side. 98.5 The Sports.
If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, over under show, DraftKings. By the way, DraftKings giving away a bunch of money. You see all this stuff?
I do. Yeah.
So now's the time. You know what next week is, Dan? the Kentucky Derby.
Ooh. Little derby action, little college football.
We got
a big weekend next week.
I've talked to the powers that be. Well, not the real powers that be, but the other powers that be.
Yes.
Like, hey man, next week's the derby, dude. Like, you know,
who you got?
What are you guys doing?
Okay.
Well, like, what are you guys doing?
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha,
hey,
gotcha.
You guys getting anybody in there? You having any?
Gotcha.
Any participants showing up? What do you got going on up there? So I'm waiting, Dan.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you, don't get your expectations.
I am not.
But we're trying.
I have literally zero expectations.
Because, you know, these times that we're in, I don't know how many people can be in a room anymore. Wouldn't that be cool, though? Like, you know, somewhere.
What about the powers that be in Saugus, maybe outside in a projector?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Sorry, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't want to cause any more harm than I've done.
I mean,
I'm just...
the Godfather himself might be able to put that together. We don't even need to call the powers that be.
He is the in my mind, he is the power that be. He is the power.
Hey, Tucker, I can't on my phone. Pot him up. What's our UFC picks tonight, Gabe?
Well, Gabe, he's not even here. What are you talking about?
Who's on the line? Who is that?
I'll pot him up. It's Andrew.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, boys? Not a UFC pick at all, but I just want to thank Dan for the free, hopefully, $100 once his Lakers pick hits. After I heard him crapping all over the Blazers, I decided to throw the cool $550 on the series, which I know Dan wasn't necessarily advocating for, but it seems like it's going to be a free $100, so shout out to Dan for that, for making me go over the edge and place that bet.
You put $550 to win $100
on the series press.
Not a smart bet, maybe, but if it hits, then it's not a dumb
bet. But you won $100.
Definitely.
Well, not yet.
I mean, right now it's plus EV, man. Right now it's plus EV. So, you know, you can't really argue with it.
Exactly. So, shout out to you guys for that, and great show, and thank you.
Thank you. You can hang up on him, Tucker. $550 to win $100, oof.
Can
I ever tell you my story? I took the Saints one time to beat Seattle.
Football is different.
Okay?
The football is different.
Tucker?
It's not a seven-game NBA series. It's a little different in the playoffs.
The Saints were minus 500?
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks were 7-9?
I said, you know what? The Seahawks aren't going to beat the Saints today.
Sure enough.
What happened? I lost 500 to win 100.
I will never do it again. Singular game compared to a series.
Well, I mean, I could have parlayed it too.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't.
Are you trying to kill me?
All I'm trying to say. And then one time, I took Brock Lesnar in a in a UFC fight. I put $500 on it.
Well, that's your
fault. He got knocked out in 20 seconds.
What the hell did you expect to happen?
The knockout happened so fast, I couldn't even count the money that fast.
That's Brock Lesnar. Why would you do that?
He's the champ.
of the fake wrestling world. The fake.
No, not wrestling.
The
UFC.
He's a fake fighter.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's a fake fighter.
He's the greatest mixed martial artist of all time.
I put you up against Brock Lesnar.
He's one of the greatest wrestlers ever.
Oh.
College? He even played football once, damn it.
Oh, God. Okay.
Anyways.
Well, no one called about the Blazers. Shame on you guys. You guys suck.
Next week, Kentucky Derby.
College football.
We'll have more playoffs going on.
We're
going
to do a college football podcast.
We'll have a college football podcast
around the corner.
Be sure to check out our podcast last night. We had a huge Celtics-Raptors breakdown. As well.
Yeah.
Hardy is next. The BMW Championship is also going on right now. And I believe Rory McIlroy is now at the top. Tied at the top.
I would check that. I believe that it's Patrick Cantlay, if I'm not incorrect.
Well,
they might be tied for first. Okay. I have a little future on Cantlay, so, you know.
And real quick, the home run total, 13 right now. Fernando Tatis, 19.5. We need 7 more.
All right.
And there was a no-hitter this week, so
cash it.
Chalk that up as well.
Bring it home, Fernando.
All right, we are out. This has been another edition of the DraftKings Over-Under Show.
What you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.